So we have an accordion, a violin, and a bass here in the studio with us, and we might appreciate a little feedback on how that's coming across over the air. Do we need to hear more accordion, more violin, more bass, or a little less of something? We want to put out a balanced sound there. So if any of you musicians or anyone else has a suggestion, please give us a call and let us know how things are coming across, how the music's sounding out there. And you ready for a break? You want to play something else? We can put ready for a break or play something ready for a break.
Well, I mean, we can play something off the CD is what I was thinking.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we'll listen to, actually, Mike brought in some of his CDs. And I think we're going to, were you planning on playing Mr. Lou? Or
We could.
Shall we listen to it?
In honor of Dick Dale.
What's that?
In honor of Dick Dale.
Dick
Dale died last week.
Oh.
And his big hit was Mr. Lou, this tune.
Oh.
His version was a little different than what you're going to hear, though.
Oh, okay. You mean on this CD or?
Right.
When you guys play. Okay. So, well, let's play Mr. Lou in honor of Dick Dale right now. And then later on in the program, we'll hear it live from Raven Radio. Okay.
Prinzess, mich kennet, vergessen.
Well, I was trying to go right into Dick Dale's rendition of Miser Lou. See. Oh, maybe it's going to happen here. Hold on. Maybe not. Oh, here we go. With his Stratocaster, right? Was Dick Dale and Miser Lou. Quite a different rendition, I'd have to say. Yeah. Oh, very, very 60s, isn't it?
Like, yes, it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of the Beach Boy thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very cool. So I'm assuming he probably passed away from old age of some sort of...
Yeah. Yeah, he lived... long natural life.
Yeah, that's good.
And he was a surfer up to the very end.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
It's probably what kept him going.
Yep.
It's pretty amazing. Yeah, there's a lot of hazards out there being a musician and a professional musician. You know, yeah, they don't always die of natural causes.
Right.
So it's probably a kind of feather in his cap. Yeah. So are y'all ready to play something else?
I think we'll hold out until somebody calls and says, we're gonna make a pitch. We're gonna send you some money.
Send us some money, honey.
Rich is on strike.
So I'm sorry.
I'm on strike.
Oh,
which is probably an improvement.
No way.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Rich is on strike. He says somebody needs to call and
$1, $2, $3, $4.
See?
$5, $6.
It's not much to ask, is it?
No, it really isn't.
Not much to ask. Well, I guess that means that we're just going to have to listen to something off my playlist here.
No,
right now.
See,
oh,
yeah.
Wow.
The
phone.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're going to play a little bit. We're going to listen to Gari Gari from Brach.
Is that called coercion?
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 It's called encouragement.
Idle threats.
Encouragement.
We could call it the KCAW app, the Guido app.
Guido.
We send Guido over to your house if you don't
Guido
plan.
App. Yeah, we've been trying to figure out what kind of app Raven should have. So. It could be any kind of thing, but right now maybe it's a call in and and donate to, yeah, to show your support.
Yeah.
Yeah, show your support. If you're a listener, then now's the time. Now's the time to call in and let us know that you're a supporter.
If you want to hear some good music, turn your radio off.
No, don't say that.
I'm just kidding. I've been good up until now.
No, I know a lot of people out there enjoy listening to you guys, so I'm happy you're here. I'm glad you were able to be here.
Want to try Manchurian Waltz?
Sure.
All right. Oh, okay. So we're going to play? All right. We got a call, but we don't know what it was about yet.
Wrong number, but that's okay.
The phone rang. That's a good thing.
This is another Russian waltz.
Okay.
In the hills of Manchuria.
The hills of Manchuria. Oh, that sounded really, really nice. I enjoyed that. So I was just wondering, while you were playing, what is your background in music, Debbie?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, let's see. I started violin in fourth grade and played through our... Yeah, I grew up in Illinois and played through our community school system and orchestra. And my senior year in high school, I became more involved in musical theater and vocal music and quit my violin. And let's see, when I turned 30, I was working at a dinner theater, and they were hiring for a show, and they need a fiddle player. It was a bluegrass show. And I said, I play fiddle. I want to play fiddle. So I came in for the audition, played the one tune that I could still play, got the role, realized there was nothing else I could play. So pretty much since I've been 30, I've been spending a lot of time initially getting back the skills that I had.
Right.
And then since then, since I've moved to Sitka, I've really enjoyed the opportunity of so many music groups that are inclusive, that I've been able to play all these different styles and genres of music.
Yeah, that's great. So do you also play with some of the Irish groups here in town?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, play with the Celtic group in town. Uh-huh. And I'm also been starting Sitka Strings, which is a group for kids.
Oh,
and Mackenzie Kugel is going to be back in town this summer, and we are going to be starting beginning violin lessons for all ages.
Oh, I might have a couple students for you.
Super. So, yes, let's see, I can give you my email address, so anybody that's listening is interested in violin lessons can leave some information that maybe you could forward to me.
Sure, that would be great.
Yeah, very excited about starting that this summer, and for all ages. So we're looking to divide groups up, so we have a handful of adults that are interested in starting brand new, and also younger kids.
Wow, that sounds great.
For Debbie to give out her email address on the air?
I think that would be just fine.
Okay.
And also, don't forget about our community calendar when you guys have something organized, too.
Okay.
Yeah,
we
put that on the calendar also as well.
Yeah, we don't have a time set up. I'm kind of getting feedback from interested people as far as availability. Right now, we're possibly looking at Monday night lessons, but that's not definite yet. But my email address is deblevecke@gmail.com, deblevecke@gmail.com. And yes, please feel free to email me if you are interested in beginning violin lessons.
Well, that sounds really exciting. I was just remarking to myself how similar our backgrounds were with music and violin. My sister actually took up the violin first, and then she decided after a few lessons that, of course, my parents bought the violin and everything already, that she didn't want to continue. So my mom holds it out to me with a question mark on her face. I said, well, okay.
Aww, that's really sweet.
I was also in fourth grade at that time. And then I played in orchestras and so forth all through high school. Set it down when I started going to college, although I still have my original violin. And took my violin with me. I know. And then I did take up mandolin later. But...
Well, I would like to add, we're also really grateful to Sarah Frank, who got the orchestra going again this year.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So that's been just a great opportunity for local string players.
And are you playing then with the orchestra also?
Yes, I did. They're just doing January through March. So we had a March concert, and then I'm hoping that that will happen again next year.
Well, that's great. Yeah, we could always use more genres of music here in town. And it's nice to have a platform for the string players and people with, classic backgrounds.
Oh,
yes. Yeah. That's wonderful. Good story. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, Enrique. Sure.
Yeah. Now, I just have a quick message from a donor who called before the last song.
Okay.
Lucy Phillips has a message for her husband to stop complaining.
I didn't know it was supposed to go on over air.
Wah.
The
national chair dog.
That's one thing we love about Rich, though. He's never shy.
He's reliable.
I've been very good this
He's
morning.
Reliable.
I put a cork in it this morning, I'll tell you.
Well,
Thank you, Lucy.
Yeah. It's always good to have a little reminder, I guess, huh?
It's always great, yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, on that note, maybe we should listen to something else you guys have up your sleeve. You ready to play another piece?
What do you want to play?
Let's see. We could try Naomi Tokas.
Okay.
Oh, Naomi Tokas. I remember that one.
Yeah.
And I guess now's the time I should do a little station ID because time's gone by. But you are listening to KCAW Sitka. And you're here with Songlines and my guests on the Balkan Conspirators have graciously spending their time here with us in the studio this morning to help raise some money for Raven. So, yeah, don't let their good deeds go undone.
Good deeds never go unpunished.
Yeah, I think I know that one. Okay.
Okay. So this tune is a choro from Brazil. A choro is a folk song form that's real popular in Brazil. And it's called Não Me Toques, which means don't touch me. That sounded great. I remember playing that piece quite well.
That's a fun one.
Yeah, it is fun. It's fun, very lively. Well, I just wanted to put a thank you out there for our people manning the phones, or womaning the phones, actually, to be more precise. We have Mackenzie and Robbie Littlefield. And Mackenzie's our program director here at Raven. And... Yeah, you have something you want to put in there, Enrique?
Yeah, I want to echo that thanks, and thanks to all the volunteers that make Raven Radio possible, and to donors like you, listener, who support our work here, and then the music that Raven Radio provides you every day, whether it's when you wake up and after the news, or in the evenings when you're looking for something to listen to relax and end your day. Raven Radio is here for you. And this week we're asking you to be here for us and show your support for Raven Radio by calling 747-5877 or giving online at kciw.org.
Well, I think that, yeah, thanks, Enrique, and thanks for being here to help.
My pleasure. Yeah. I love this music, and especially that last song. I love Raven Radio because it connects me to music that I wouldn't be exposed to otherwise, or from parts of the world that I'm particularly interested in. And Brazil is one of those countries that's kind of on my mind a lot. I've tried to learn the language. I've wanted to visit for a long time. So I just want to thank you guys for bringing that music, and I want to thank Raven Radio for providing this to Sitkins and to our listening communities. This connection to music and to people and places that are sometimes can feel outside of our reach, but because of Raven Radio, they're, you know, right there at the turn of a dial.
Well, I would have to say that that hosting this program has really expanded my knowledge of music around the world, just because of well, you know, the focus of this program, Songlines, which is pretty basic indigenous music of different peoples around the world. But there's so much that is done with music these days, and so many different genres of music that have gotten together to create even better music. And it's just exciting to... I like going online to put my program together now because new stuff always shows up. There's always new music, things I haven't heard before that I really like, and I have to admit I play music that appeals to me.
But that's exactly the reason why people tune in. It's not just the music, but it's the personalities that are curating and setting these playlists. And you know, it's more than I think everyone can go to music streaming services online. I won't name anyone, but.
Right, yeah.
You know, the character and the personality comes from DJs like you. That's why I think Raven Radio is such an asset to Sitka and to the Southeast community. It's certainly why I tune in.
Me too.
Yes.
Me too. I have been so enriched by Sherry's show over the years.
Oh.
I really love Songlines.
Thanks, Mike.
And one of the reasons is that you don't just hear the tune. Sherry tells you who you're listening to, and she tells you something about them. So it's a lot richer experience than just streaming a stream of unconnected tunes.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So
I
really want to thank you, Sherry, for all the work you put in over the years.
Well, thanks, Mike. Thank you. That's very sweet. That's nice to hear. And I guess there's always that natural curiosity about the musicians themselves, and sometimes they're so obscure it's really hard to find things about them or where they're from. So, but I do enjoy that part of it too. And yeah, well, thank you. It's, you know, I think actually all the music here that's played on Raven could actually fit into a song lines genre because they all have a beginning. They're all rooted in something.
Yes.
You know, like our blues here in the States, jazz, you know. Let's see, what else am I?
Dick Dale.
Yeah, Dick Dale, right. Who has a very American name, but he's actually from Turkey.
Oh.
And Mr. Lou is a Turkish piece. So oh, yes, so many groups here in the States that have ethnic backgrounds and you know, play the music from their traditions and then also include parts, like, you know, a lot of people don't like electronics, but sometimes electronics can be used really well and to really enhance certain pieces. Sometimes it's a little over the top, but yeah, a lot can be produced in a studio that can't be done necessarily on a stage. But
we're not going to get away from it.
And we're not going to get away from it. It's here to stay, I'm afraid. Go ahead, Mike.
One of my favorite groups is the Odessa Klezmer Band.
Oh.
I was hoping we could listen to something from that CD.
Oh, the Odessa Klezmer Band? Okay. Well, I'm going to have to find it, and I'll cue something up.
Sure.
Would you like to play something in the meantime?
What shall we do?
Metsukukiya.
Okay.
That's a good one.
This is a Finnish tune. It's a Finnish waltz. It's called Metsukukiya, which translates to forest flower.
That's me.
Stinkweed.
Thank you.
was very nice. Sounded great.
Thanks.
So I think I have, this is the album you were talking
about.
And did you have a particular
one of those
piece?
On the, right there on the label.
In any one of them? Or
any one of them.
Okay. All right. I guess we'll listen to Freyacht. Is that how it's pronounced? Freyacht. So this is Freyacht with the Odessa Klezmer Orchestra. Thank you.